The furniture was plush, dark leather. It was unbelievably soft, and each chair was large enough for two, in case any of us accepted the offers for a dance out on the main floor. Servers wearing anything from latex bikinis to nothing at all carried trays with drinks. Our hostess, Gia, had started the night in a lacy red chemise and panties with some elaborate jewelry in her hair, ears, and around her neck, but seemed to be removing something each time she checked on us. I wasn't a regular at this type of establishment, but even I knew this was no run-of-the-mill strip club. It was pretty fucking impressive. "The question," Henry said, interrupting my thoughts, "is when is the groom-to-be getting his lap dance?" Around me, the others all responded with various words of encouragement, but I was already shaking my head. "I'm going to pass. Lap dances aren't really my thing." "How is an unfamiliar and extremely hot woman dancing on your lap not your thing?" Henry asked, eyes wide with disbelief. My brother and I hadn't ever visited a club of this sort in any of our business travels. I think I was as surprised to learn of his enthusiasm for them as he was to learn of my aversion.
"Are you warm-blooded?"
I nodded. "Very. I think that's why I don't like them." "Bollocks," Max said, putting his drink down on the table and waving across the room to someone in